You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. For decades, mental health professionals have been using toys and games to engage patients during therapy. And during the pandemic, that was a lot harder when therapy went remote. So some therapists are ditching analog games like Candyland for world-building online games like Roblox or Minecraft.
Let's go to a place where everything is made of blocks, where the only limit is your imagination.
Geek Therapy is a nonprofit organization that advocates for video games to be used for therapy, and Josue Cardona is the group's president. He says since lots of people are gaming anyway, it's only logical it shows up in therapy.
I think the toys that people are playing with are changing. So The Association of Play Therapy has these very core principles, therapeutic powers of play, and they apply to video games the same. And video games are so popular, it just makes sense that therapists would just start using them and clients would start asking to use them as well.
So what sorts of mental health concerns do you tend to use this type of play therapy to address?
The usual, depression, anxiety. Those are things that come up often. And it's so unique to each client, what they like to play, what they're experiencing, and how whatever they're dealing with kind of comes up during the game. So there's some games that are very open world. So you have the opportunity to travel, you know, anywhere you want to go and do whatever you want. And some clients, they struggle with that. They have a lot of anxiety about making decisions and playing a game that is so open-ended. It's an experience that is contained and in a very safe space and an environment that then we can kind of control different variables and address those concerns.
Are there any additional privacy concerns or HIPAA considerations that you have to worry about when you do bring in video games into therapy?
It's interesting. A lot of therapists are very concerned about that. And the truth is that the answer is usually just use the tools that you already use for remote therapy, like Zoom or any other HIPAA-compliant service, and then use that for communication.
I think many of us growing up were told by our parents that if we played too many video games, our brains would turn to mush.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you sell this idea of actually using gaming as therapy to parents or even to patients?
Something that makes that a lot easier now is that a lot of us who had parents who told us that our parents now. And so we don't necessarily tell our kids that, which makes it much, much easier to sell the idea of gaming within therapy. But some parents are resistant. And so I like to refer to the nearly 227 million players in the U.S.
Which may be just the community someone needs. Josue Cardona is the president of Geek Therapy. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.